Now, a salute to a man who collected facts, any fact, but especially facts about who did what first.
His name is Joseph Nathan Kane, and we learn today that he died Sunday. He was 103 years old, and he spent most of those years tracking down precise information about people and events in all fields.
Kane's reference book, Famous First Facts, was a gift to librarians and to the curious. He published other titles, too, books on the states, on dogs. He provided radio and TV quiz shows with questions.
Although Kane signed off on his last book way back when he was a mere 98 years old, his passing was a blow to NPR's own reference librarians, folks who rely on Famous First Facts quite a bit.
So, in tribute to Joseph Kane, we've asked them to read a handful of firsts from the books.
First movie entertainment shown on an airplane was a newsreel and two cartoon comedies. They were shown on October 8, 1929, by the Transcontinental Air Transport Company in a Ford transport plane 5,000 feet in the air.
First vice president who had served in the House of Representatives was Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, who served as a representative from March 4, 1789 to March 3, 1793, and as vice president from March 4, 1813 to November 23, 1814, when he died.
First circus clown training school was the Clown College, established on September 1, 1968, in Venice, Florida, by Irvin Feld, president and producer of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey combined shows. The 8-week tuition-free course was given during September, October, and November from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and included slaps and falls, juggling, stilt walking, plate spinning, makeup, mime and pantomime, acrobatics, equilibrium, and elephant riding.
First pilot to bail out of a disabled airplane was Lieutenant Harold R. Harris, chief of the flying section of McCook Field, Dayton, Ohio, who jumped from a Linnick monoplane on October 20, 1922, 2,000 feet over North Dayton, before his plane crashed.
First beauty pageant to be shown on television was the Fairest of the Fair contest, held at 7 p.m. on June 22, 1939, on the Wild West show and rodeo platform of the New York World's Fair, Flushing, Queens, New York City. The first national contest to be televised was the Miss America pageant, telecast from Convention Hall, Atlantic City, New Jersey, on September 11, 1954, by ABC, using six cameras. Bess Meyerson and John Charles Daly narrated, and Burt Parks was master of ceremonies. The winner was Lee Ann Merriweather of San Francisco.
First college degree awarded to a ventriloquist dummy was conferred on August 28, 1938, by the School of Speech of Northwestern University, Evanston, Illinois, on the dummy Charlie McCarthy during the regular Edgar Bergen Charlie McCarthy Hour in the Chicago studios of the National Broadcasting Company.
Our tribute to Joseph Nathan Kane, readings from Famous First Facts by NPR reference librarians Alphonse Vinn, Kim Molesky, and Holly Witt. Mr. Kane died this past weekend at the age of 103.
Charlie McCarthy?
Yes, Your Honor. Dean Dennis.
I am about to confer on you your honorary degree because you are possessed of a capacity for research surpassed only by your ability to speak for yourself. I present you with this sheepskin and this honorary degree, Master of Innuendo and Snappy Comeback.